Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiVino.
hits out in radio land. Okay. From the very talented and wise saxophonist, flutist, and composer Greg Abate, we punch our ticket into a new episode of a show that we affectionately call Neon Jazz. And that was Greg with his quintet teamed up with the late legendary Phil Woods with the 2012 song Roger Over and Out. And this album is quality from start to finish. And Greg is a cat that knows how to travel the globe in his jazz journey. He is out there in the world touring about 225 days on the road. And speaking of the road, this Rhode Island native got his degree from Berkeley in the 70s and went on to immediately play alto for the Ray Charles Orchestra for 2 years. That is a good jazz baptismal right there. Then in 1978, he formed his own group called Channel One, a favorite in the New England area. And after that, he had the opportunity to play tenor sax with the revived Artie Shaw Orchestra under the leadership of Dick Johnson. Then he went on to see the world and give the fans his blend of jazz. It was in 1991 he recorded his first CD live at Birdland in New York City, and he has recorded over 17 other recordings as a leader and many more as a sideman. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Greg opened up about a great many things, but he specifically talked about his love of music.
Music is my life. It's like it chose me, really. I think that's what I am. I'm a musician, you know, jazz artist, composer. I never get bored with it. Never feel like I can't wait to get the horn in my mouth, or sit down at a piano and write music.
Along with the continual performing and recording, he is an adjunct professor of jazz studies at the Rhode Island College, and he's an active clinician. And his life in music is being recognized with awards by the world. In 2016, he was inducted into the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame, and that had to feel pretty good. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a jazz town that hosts a mean plate of barbecue, jazz via the Blue Room, and Bobby Watson down there at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of jazz and more jazz, baby. So our next cut comes from a cat in New Haven, Connecticut, who came into his own in New York City for some decades, and he now resides in Switzerland. This is composer, percussionist, and visual artist, along with being a great educator, Jerry Hemingway, with his quartet in tow with the 2006 song Pum Bum off the CD The Wimbler. Thank you.
Jerry Hemingway. I'm here in Luzern, Switzerland. I'm letting you know that Joe Domino runs a wonderful show called Neon Jazz, and I hope you listen to it and enjoy it.
We'll talk visual.
Talk visual, visual arts. That was jazz guitarist Freddie Bryan with the 2007 song Remember off his CD Brazilian Rosewood. This is a cat that guitar legend Kenny Burrell said is a brilliant young guitarist and composer. He is a versatile musician skilled in both jazz and classical music, like a lot of these guys. These days, he is in big demand in the New York City jazz scene, where he works with Ben Reilly's Monk Legacy Septet, the Ben Reilly Quartet, the Mingus Orchestra, and his own group called Kaleidoscope. Over the years, he has toured in 50 countries, and he's had the opportunity of collaborating with musicians from every corner of the globe. So before we go into our next track on the show, which is Kansas City's very own Paul Shen and the trio with the triad of bassist Dominique Sanders, drummer Ryan Lee, and pianist Paul Shen. This is their new 2016 CD called Into That Good Night. I love that title, with the song Square and Fair, and isn't it ever? But before that, I give you a smattering of live sounds from the great KC jazz bassist Gerald Spates with his quartet featuring saxophonist Charles Perkins and trombonist Carita Carter. They were live at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine on March 25, 2016, and they were smoking. Dig it. As we let the smoke filter out of the room, that was our sampler. We're going right in to Paul Shen and the trio. Dig it. Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo, and my name is Devin Gray, and keep it swinging. We'll be right back.
am ready. That was New York City jazz drummer and composer Devin Gray with the 2015 tune Otaku off his CD Dorigo Rataplan.
Bless you.
Thank you very much. I'll have another.
Otaku.
He is very talented, curious, and diverse as an artist, and he's explored different musical directions and projects over his career. He's gigged with some of the finest cats around, like David Liebman, Ingrid Jensen, which he spoke about glowingly, and Dave Burrell and Nate Woolley, George Garzone, Sam Rivers, Ralph Alessi, and so many others. But it was during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, as he walked the streets of New York City, that he glowed about his hometown. And he was gearing up for a trip to Europe, and he talked about the overall impact of what we love around here, jazz.
I think this music is a very, very positive thing on so many levels for society, for people to be aware of how it works and what musicians are thinking within this system.
From one of the finest clarinets in jazz ever, he was a buddy to us all, Buddy DeFranco, bringing you one of the happiest sounds in jazz with his quintet. This is the 1953 tune Ferdinando off his LP Mr. Clarinet, and that nails it. Thank you.
and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dutch saxophonist Tinaka Postma with the 2011 song Off Minor off the CD The Dawn of Light. So she started on the saxophone at the age of 11 and would go on to the Amsterdam Conservatory, and then she got her master's degree in music cum laude from the same institution. Along with her six CDs that she's put out so far, she has been all over performing with the greats of jazz like Greg Osby, Terry Lynn Carrington, Gary Allen, Esperanza Spalding, and many others. Since 2005, she has been teaching at that hallowed institution known as the Amsterdam Conservatory. The world knows this cat as a Hollywood darling and is the creator of The Family Guy, but Seth MacFarlane has some pipes and he digs jazz. This is the title track off his 2015 CD, No One Ever Tells You, featuring Frank Sinatra's bassist, Chuck Berghofer, and a 65-piece orchestra. Man, what you can do with money. And I think you're going to dig it. The critics did, and it got a Grammy Award nomination for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. What do you think about that?
I look forward to this recording. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Never tells you what it's like to love and lose, how it feels to waken and have breakfast with the blues, how to go on living, how to face another day. No one ever tells you the way. No one ever tells you how it feels to walk alone, listening for those footsteps through the echo of your own. Suddenly it hits you, all those dreams weren't worth a dime. But no one ever tells you in time. Long before the icy winds of winter, autumn tells the swallows time to fly. Why did she pretend until the bitter end, till it broke my heart to say goodbye? No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war, but no one ever tells you before. No one ever tells you that it's just another fling. No one ever warns you when your heart begins to sing. Someone tells you later all is fair in love and war. But no one ever tells you before, it never comes easy. No one ever tells you before.
again, that was Seth MacFarlane with that 65-piece orchestra with the title track off his 2015 CD, No One Ever Tells You. But we do. And wrapping things up on this hour of jazz is the great New York City pianist Danny Fox with his trio on the 2011 song Trudge off the CD The One Constant. And it's with that we thank you for tuning in to our Constant, this show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the master of the radio mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Bad boy.
Boom.
Being the master of the mic here.
That's right.
Ouch.
Oh, no. You okay? All right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Drop us a line. Drop us a good story. Just get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Yeah. This is the Late Night Naz with your jazz sound here on New York's 101.5.
Ah, that's dreamy. Very dreamy. Was this real?
Not at all.
It was all made up. Made up jazz.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Neon Jazz.